Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Homeless shelters in Boston are reporting they're filled to capacity this morning as people try to escape the single-digit temperatures. Joining us now to talk about it is a spokeswoman for the Pine Street Inn, Barbara Trevison. Good morning, Barbara. Thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, Barbara, what's the scene there this morning?
As it has been for these past few mornings, it's very, very busy. We have been, over capacity every night, certainly this week. And during the day, we have had also several hundred people, inside during the day as we've urged people to stay inside.
Do you have a count? Do you know how many people are taking shelter at Pine Street? And tell us how that number compares to how many beds you actually have.
We have beds at our main shelter in the South End for men and women of about 350 beds. And on any given night this week, it's been up to 100 additional people. So what we do is if we can find open beds in other shelters, we will transport people. But as you can imagine, everybody is busy in these cold days, cold nights. So what we will do is set up cots and mats in our lobby areas, in our kind of main areas. Our policy is not to turn anyone away in this weather.
So dealing with it as best you can in a makeshift fashion. And anyone sleeping on the floor?
Well, yeah, we do put out cots and mats on the floor when we need to, and we have needed to in the past, certainly all this week we've been in that situation. So, we prepare for this kind of cold, but, this has been pretty extreme this week.
Has the demand been growing as the cold snap continues?
Oh, I would say so. I mean, in the winter in general, we always, of course, see more people coming inside. But given these really extreme cold snaps, we have definitely seen an uptick in people coming in.
Injuries, have you seen people coming in with cold weather-related injuries?
Not anything extreme, not anything really awful. I mean, many of our people do have underlying medical issues, and so they're even more vulnerable, to this kind of cold. But fortunately, people, we do have outreach teams that go out every single day and night, really urging people to come inside, and they've had pretty good, people seem to be heeding the warnings, which is good.
Even though some people are heeding the warnings, do the outreach teams find that some homeless folks are still reluctant to come in, preferring, despite the cold, to stay outside living on the streets?
We do see that, unfortunately. There are people who in more moderate conditions probably wouldn't come inside, and some of them will come in, but there are still a few holdouts out there that for whatever reasons, just refuse to come in. If we find them to be in imminent danger, we will work with emergency services in the city to get them inside where they'll be safe.
Barbara Trevison of the Pine Street Inn, thanks for speaking with us this morning, and good luck.
Well, thank you very much.